This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher and also does a great job covering the LSU Tigers, Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Hey, listen, man, I can't believe this. In an hour and a half, it's been me, Wade Roos from Golden Meta, and you from Thibodeau. Now, the only other Cajun that hasn't been on, and he's hiding from me too, is Bobby.
That's it. Life is good. You got some Bayou boys on.
How about that? Scott, rough series this weekend against the Longhorns. Man, after the first game, Charlie and I talked about this Wednesday that, you know, Texas, they so well coach, and they got talent. They got talent on that Longhorn team. Man, you know, watching the first game, and, you know, you end up winning 8-2, and then you saw this myriad of errors in the field. The pitching, man, it all was down a slippery slope, Scott, that Saturday and Sunday game.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, the one really bright spot, obviously, was Cade Anderson.
Yes.
I knew the kid was good, but, man, he went out there and he looked like a Friday night SEC starter. You know what I mean? Had the game under control. You know, the one thing I think, looking back on the weekend, I would think the only thing Jay could really probably kick himself for is, you know, he brought in Zach Cowan, and, you know, he threw the last three innings of that game in a 6-2 game, and ended up being 8-2, you know. And I'm sure looking back, he probably was thinking, like, man, what if I would have came in with a few other guys, kind of, you know, with like Benj or, you know, somebody like that, you know, to just brace that game and keep Cowan to back up Ironson on Saturday. But, hey, baseball is a fickle sport. You know, it's always easier on Monday to look back and be a Monday morning quarterback. But tell you what, you know, Texas didn't back down on Saturday. You know, they came out, won the hard-fought game. And one thing about baseball, you win Friday night, but anytime you have that tough game on Saturday like they did, where, you know, it was 6-7-6 and, you know, and just back and forth, that team that wins that game on Saturday always has momentum going into Sunday. And then obviously Texas starter on Sunday just went out and dominated, best start of his career, probably best start of his life. And that's baseball, you know. And, hey, Tigers got to put that behind them because, hey, they play ULL tomorrow, and they better get their stuff together tomorrow, because if not, ULL will pull them that, hang another L on them if they don't look out.
We saw it last year, and it happened when they played Nicholls. Remember that one? They played Nicholls State and lost that game. But, you know, you've talked to me so much about baseball, such a fickle sport, and especially early in the season, and now you're entering SEC play that, hey, it ain't no homecoming games no more. I mean, these guys, man, they can flat out play every team in the SEC. And you caught early with Missouri. Well, most people thought maybe it was maybe the bottom rung of the ladder in the SEC, but every series, Scott, you brought it up, just how tough the SEC is.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and going back on Texas, I mean, Texas, you know, coming into that series, some people were down on them, obviously. But I tell you what, they obviously they had home. It was their first SEC, you know, weekend ever. So obviously that made it even a little bit more special. But, hey, they fought. You know, they had some good pitching. They had timely hitting. And, you know, they just did what they had to do. But that going forward, that's every week going forward in the SEC, you know, for the next umpteen weekends in a row. Like, you know, Mississippi State coming this weekend. You know, it's still Mississippi State. You know, they're not Mississippi State back in the glory days, Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro, but they're still Mississippi State. I mean, you have to go out, you know, and basically put it on the line again. Now, one good thing, you're at home. You know, you're going to have the Tiger fans, best fans in the land, behind you. But the SEC is a gauntlet, man. It doesn't let up.
You know, the good thing is, though, Scott, I feel like people are maybe a little bit overreacting to the series. Like, yes, you play at OU and at Auburn, who are both in the top 15 right now. But as far as, you know, the toughest weekend series on the road in SEC play, you just saw it. I mean, against Texas. And this is going to be a top 10 team all year long. And I don't even know if we undersold it, but just how good Jim Schlossnagel is. He has won every single place he's been.
That dude can manage.
Yeah, absolutely. And shockingly enough, he's off to a great start with UT. And so just looking back at the weekend, though, Scott, you mentioned Cade Anderson as a bright spot. I think you saw a couple other ones, too. Zach Cowan, I mean, what else can you say about the guy? The ace from Wofford comes in. He's a bullpen pitcher for LSU. Jay's called him the MVP of the team at points, you know, just for how important he's been in high leverage moments. And full display how good he is on the mound, too. Just following up Cade Anderson in that Friday night win and just shutting down that Texas offense.
Yeah, so Zach is what I would call, he is a pitcher. He throws everything that you're not looking for at the right counts. He throws a fastball when you're looking changeup. He throws a changeup when you're looking fastball. He throws a breaking ball. He pitches backwards a lot. Obviously, Nate Yeske is the one calling the pitches, so you have to give a big shout out to him as well. But it takes Zach Cowan to deliver the pitches. You know, but he's a guy that, you know, when you look at him, like, doesn't blow you off. You know, his fastball is solid. You know, 90, 91, 92, sometimes 88, 89. It might pop a 93, but it's that changeup. You know, we call it a Bugs Bunny changeup in baseball. He's got that changeup that it looks like a fastball, and guys, they commit to it, and it just never gets there. You know what I mean? And to me, it's probably one. And back on Cade Anderson, for the first time I really saw as a pitcher, use his changeup this past weekend, and I love to see it because to me it put him on another level as well. You know, but yeah, though Zach has been incredible. Like I said, I'm really hoping they can find a way to win on Friday nights without him, so they can back up either Shores or Ianson with Cowan, because I think that's the recipe to taking two out of three from a lot of SEC teams. Worst case scenario, two out of three.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20, Scott, and I think a lot of people will say, oh, Cason Evans should have been used on that Saturday game. And yeah, probably so. If you had to ask Jay if he would do that over, maybe that would be the case, because LSU's bullpen was really, really struggling in that Saturday matchup. But you kind of get the lead with Curiel's big hit, and then all of a sudden you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and then things kind of crumble a little bit. But Cason Evans was another one of those highlights. It feels like you're starting to see some of the main pieces emerge on the mound for this LSU team. We already talked about Cade, we talked about Zach, and now also Cason, who was kind of the de facto closer at times early on in the season, but he goes out in extended relief innings on Sunday and performs very, very well against a good Texas team.
Yeah, he did. You know, Cason really went out and really pitched well. Unfortunately, when he got into the game, basically it was pretty much over. You know, and one thing, when I coached a lot of baseball, high school and travel baseball, and the one thing I always try to do is I always try to make sure my dominant arms were in games that meant something. And I know Jay had a game plan, and he ended up having to use him on Sunday because he didn't want to go a weekend without getting him some work. You know what I mean? Because he's probably not going to pitch against ULL here on Tuesday. But like, that's one thing. You know, obviously, Cason's been out there and been very, very impressive. He comes after guys. He's got 28 strikeouts in 16 innings. You know what I mean? With the five walks. I mean, that's pretty much going to dominate. You know, only giving up 11 hits. So I mean, he's giving up basically one base runner per inning. So when you go and give up one base runner per inning, you're gonna have a lot of success in baseball. So he's a guy though. I mean, he's got his spot in the pen, and hopefully this weekend we can get him in a game where he can get one of those saves.
In the first game, Scott, I thought about you when Luis Hernandez came up with some timely hits there. And a couple weeks back, I asked you, give me a name, and you were quick with Hernandez at the catching spot.
Yeah, I was really glad to see him too, because, you know, he got up to a little rough start. Obviously, the guy hit, I don't know, 20-some home runs last year or whatever at Indiana State. So, I mean, obviously the guy can hit, you know, but I was really glad to see him get it going, getting some big hits, pop one over the fence, those type of things. Just him behind the plate has really surprised me, because supposedly he wasn't a defensive catcher, but he's done a great job with the pitching staff. But I've actually got to meet him a couple of times out of the field, and he's a really, really good kid from Puerto Rico, and he's one of my favorites.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always enjoy your insights. And I say like you better get ready, because that Raging Cajun team, which has had a rocky road this year, they may be a tough out.
Yeah, well, it's coming to Alex Box. Every time you come to Alex Box, it's kind of like your World Series sometimes, even if you're ULL or Nichols or Southeastern or whoever it is. You know what I mean? If you go there, you win that game, it makes your season a lot nicer. So,
Scott, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Have a great evening.
All righty. Thank you. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, former Nicholls State Colonel, gives us great coverage here on the Big 870 on the LSU baseball team.